Hey, John McClane's back again.
He's back in.
The summer of sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's on board with this. Mm-hmm. How do you make this movie stand out and even exceed everyone's expectations?
Well, we set pretty high stakes for ourselves, set high goals for ourselves. I was a lot more concerned about the summer of sequels a few months ago than I am now. I think that Die Hard, you know, weighs in there. I think there's an audience out there for films that don't rely heavily on computer generated images. And if you like that kind of film, if you like that kind of smash mouth, high adrenaline film,
yeah,
this is a film you want to go see.
Yeah, and this is more real life, wouldn't you say? Obviously, yeah. It's not computer generated, but you guys are dealing with, and John McClane is the ultimate regular cop, you mm-hmm. know, no frills, you know, kind of this is
bargain
a big
cop.
Pain in the butt for John McClane, but he's got to go and save the day again.
Right. And then save his kid.
And his kid.
And save the country. Love his country. Love his
family.
That's
important.
So, yeah, you got to do it. If somebody else came along to do it, he'd probably step aside, but nobody really helps him out.
Yeah, yeah. So you think that the audience will continue to follow along with this character? They love John McClane. They continue to stick with him.
That's the hope, Art. That's the hope, that they'll come out and see it. For the last, since I did... Die Hard 3, Die Hard with a Vengeance, or as I thought it should be called, thank God Sam Jackson's in the movie, 3. He was great in that, wasn't he?
Well, and you know what? You just summed up something here. You've got this sense of humor. That's part of McClane's character.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of why people like him so much, wouldn't you say? He kind of makes you laugh here and there. He saves the day, and he always finds a way to get it done.
He tries not to take himself too seriously, which I like. Anybody that takes himself too seriously these days, you just ask them for, you know, a beating, really. And you know, I'm sure you know people that take themselves seriously. I know I do. And tell them, come on, cut it out. Stop taking yourself so seriously.
Yeah.
Because there are so many things in the world that we do need to take seriously. And someone else's personality might not be the right thing.